desires, what remains when old age overcomes the castle or when the life of the body is gone? We can answer, the spirit who is in the body does not grow old and does not die, and no one can ever kill the spirit who is everlasting. This is the real castle of Brahman, wherein dwells all the love of the universe. It is Atman, pure spirit, beyond sorrow, old age and death, beyond evil and hunger and thirst. It is Atman whose love is truth, whose thoughts are truth. Even as here on earth the attendants of a king obey their king, and are with him wherever he is and go with him wherever he goes, so all love which is truth and all thoughts of truth obey the Atman, the Spirit. And even as here on earth all work done in time ends in time, so in the world to come even the good works of the past pass away. Therefore those who leave this world and have not found their soul, and that love which is truth, find not their freedom in other worlds. But those who leave this world and have found their soul, and that love which is truth, for them there is the liberty of the spirit, in this world and in the world to come. There is a bridge between time and eternity, and this bridge is Atman, the spirit of man. Neither day nor night cross that bridge, nor old age, nor death, nor sorrow. Evil or sin cannot cross that bridge, because the world of the spirit is pure. This is why, when this bridge has been crossed, the eyes of the blind can see, the wounds of the wounded are healed, and the sick man becomes whole from his sickness. To one who goes over that bridge, the night becomes like unto day, because in the worlds of the spirit there is a light which is everlasting. There is a spirit which is pure, and which is beyond old age and death, and beyond hunger and thirst and sorrow. This is Atman, the spirit in man. All the desires of this spirit are truth. It is this spirit that we must find and know. Man must find his own soul. He who has found and knows his soul has found all the worlds, has achieved all his desires. Thus spoke Prajapati. The gods and the devils heard these words, and they said, come, let us go and find the Atman, let us find the soul, so that we may obtain all our desires. Then Indra amongst the gods, and Virogahana amongst the devils, went without telling each other to see Prajapati, carrying fuel in their hands as a sign that they wanted to be his pupils. And so for 32 years they both lived with Prajapati, the life of religious students. At the end of that time, Prajapati asked them, why have you been living the life of religious students? Indra and Virogahana answered, people say that you know the Atman, a spirit which is pure and which is beyond old age and death, and beyond hunger and thirst and sorrow, a spirit whose desires are truth, and whose thoughts are truth, and that you say that this spirit must be found and known, because when he is found, all the worlds are found, and all desires are obtained. This is why we have been living here as your pupils. Prajapati said to them, what you see when you look into another person's eyes, that is the Atman, immortal, beyond fear. That is Brahman. And who is he whom we see when we look in water or in a mirror? They asked. The same is seen in all, he answered. And then he said to them, go and look at yourselves in a bowl of water and ask me anything you want to know about the Atman, your own self. The two went and looked in a bowl of water. What do you see? Asked Prajapati. We see ourselves clearly from our hair down to our nails, they said. Adorn yourselves and dress in clothes of beauty, said Prajapati, and look at yourselves again in a bowl of water. They did so and looked again in the bowl of water. What do you see? Asked Prajapati. We see ourselves as we are, they answered, adorned and dressed in clothes of beauty.